Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Maybe. Thank you. Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. I'm very glad to be back in the studio today because it's been a while because I'm not currently living in Sheffield, so it's very nice to actually be here in the full technical possibilities of being in the studio. I've also got a very special friend with me here this evening called Kaya, who has also been involved in UKIA, doing vocals for them. We might possibly be playing a track for them later as well. So we're going to be doing a show together this evening, which I'm really excited about. So she's brought some of her awesome CD and tape collection to share, which is exciting. And it's going to be a bit of an ambient droney kind of theme, sort of feelings of sinking into winter. Very much been feeling that this week. I don't know how everyone else has been feeling. But yeah, it's sort of that time of year where you've had so many of the long, dark days and you know that it's still only partway through, and sort of the pressures of Christmas as well. So it's quite nice actually just to listen to some kind of slower ambient things, reflective kind of music, yeah, maybe exploring the darker side of winter as well rather than sort of running away from that. So yeah, looking forward to presenting that. The track that I was playing just now is called Sightseeing by Economy of Meaning, from their own description, they describe it as making multi-layered sounds and textures that unfold between different landscape topographies, using field recordings, guitars, objects and synthesized sounds in live improvised collages and compositions. EOM works on the periphery of everyday accumulation as well as a meditation on the threshold between wakefulness and dreams. I hope you enjoyed that piece. And yeah, we'll be back with you in just under, well, about an hour and a half or so, and I'll let you know the rest of the tracks. We've got a CD on next, which includes Claire Potter, so I'll get that on the go for you.
Imagine everything you know has become strange and unfamiliar without warning. Overnight, you've woken up to it. Imagine the town where you live. Imagine Imagine everything you know has become strange and unfamiliar. Without warning, overnight, you've woken up to it. Imagine the town where you live, its rivers, roads, canals, all once definitely parallel, and now one deep and widespread movement. You might rub your eyes and lean for support on the window of your room, but that broad channel of grey water now suspends the land. And you can no longer see the pavements, yet you know where you've walked. And with eyes closed, you could locate the traffic lights, the crossing, its railings, but once you open them, the road would still be gone. You pack a small bag, a few dry things, and you raise some courage to wade out and through it. But what should be kept outside has come inside, and it's waiting downstairs. It's discordant, and the ways you know to leave are lost. To understand what I'm telling you, you have to imagine your orientation is off. Think of the lines and angles of your hometown, its buildings, the streets that you know implicitly and learned without attention. Remember how on occasion you've walked home blind drunk, or been surprised by the inside of a shop already, having been entirely absorbed by your phone. These navigations, these habits of your body, are now impossible suggestions. And somewhere the rivers burst their banks, and the groundwater and sewage has risen. And the canals have overflowed, and the air at your door smells bad. And the main road's now not the quickest exit, because its straightness is channeling the water. And an imperative is building. Leave home. And so you do. You don't bother to secure or shut the door. It's gone wrong in there now anyway. A figure the colour of slate sits on the newly formed bank of what's now a deep and widespread river, and everything is settled in mauve. A thin undulation, a slight sense of movement, has replaced the earlier furore. And there are no drowning bodies now that they're either dead or saved. And on the periphery, people come to rest, exhausted, bundled on roofs, and they take turns with birds and other animals to call out into the night because they want to go back home and can't. And at the edge of all of this, at the edge of the water, this figure holds a child, cradled until it's plunged, and then lifted, nursed, and supported before it's let drop again. And this drama is enacted, this drowning and saving, drowning and saving, and the child's limbs dangle, and they're weighted somehow. might be sleep, might not be. But it matches very closely the description of any other child.
Thank you.